Evidence for an accreting massive black hole in He2-10 from adaptive optics integral field spectroscopy, by Rojima Erifal. He2-10 is a blue dwarf galaxy with intense star formation, and one the most intriguing question about it is whether or not it hosts an accreting massive black hole. We use H and K band integral field spectra of the inner 130% times 130% of He2-10 to investigate the emission and kinematics of the gas at unprecedented spatial resolution. The observations were done using the Gemini Near-Infrared Integral Field Spectrograph, NIFS, operating with the Altair Adaptive Optics Module, and the resulting spatial resolutions are 6.5% and 8.6% in the K and H bands, respectively. Most of the line emission is due to excitation of the gas by photoionization and shocks produced by the star-forming regions. In addition, our data provide evidence of emission of gas excited by an active galactic nucleus located at the position of the radio and X-ray sources, as revealed by the analysis of the emission line ratios. The emission lines from the ionized gas in the field present two kinematic components, one narrow with a velocity field suggesting a disk rotation and a broad component due to winds from the star-forming regions. The molecular gas shows only the narrow component. The stellar velocity dispersion map presents an enhancement of about 7 km S1 at the position of the black hole, consistent with a mass of 1.5 carat plus 1.3 to 1.3 times 10 to the 6 M sun. This was evidence for an accreting massive black hole in He2-10 from adaptive optics integral field spectroscopy, by Rojima Erifal.